Today's the Rashi for the morning. After the death of Aharon HaKohen, both Miriam and Aharon pass away in the parasha. So the Torah says, "Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad Yoshev Negev Ki Vay Yisrael Derech Hatarim Vayilachem BiYisrael Vayish Mimenu Shevi." So it says that the story about this the Kanani, the king of Arad, who is living in the Negev. Now Rashi points out, Yoshev Negev Ze Amalek. Rashi says, it says in the Torah that this is Kna'ani, but they're really Amalek. Why? Because who lives in the Negev? The Kna'anim don't live in the Negev. Amalek lives in the Negev. So what's the story? What's the backstory? Shnemar Amalek Yoshev Beretz HaNegev. V'shinad l'shono l'daber b'lishon Kna'an. K'dei shi Yisrael mitpalim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'tet Kna'anim b'yadam. V'hem einan Kna'anim. What happened? These Amalekim, they said, you know, we know that these Jews, they have this God who defeats them. And what do? The Jews pray to God in order to defeat their enemies, and then that's how they win. So they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start speaking not like Amalekim, but rather like Kna'anim. That way, the Jews say, oh God, please bring the Kna'anim in our hands and help us defeat the Kna'anim. It's one of my favorite Rashis in the Chumash. What happened? Ra'u Yisrael uvushem kilavushe Amalekim. They saw that these people, these enemies, they were dressed like Amalekim, but they were talking in the language and the dialect of the Kna'anim. So they said, we don't know who they are, so we'll just pray to Hashem that we should defeat this nation that's in front of us. We don't know if they're Kna'anim or Amalekim. The Gemara Baba Basra talks about how important it is to pray specifically about things. So this might be the reason why the Amalekim here actually managed to take a captive. Just one of my favorite comments. I think it's the Chiddush Ha'arim. I don't remember exactly which Chassid Rebbe. So he wonders. He says, I don't understand. These Amalekim are trying to fool the Jews, right? So why do they only speak like Kna'anim but dress like Amalekim? Why not speak and dress like Kna'anim? Then the Jews will really be fooled, and they'll actually pray about the Kna'anim, and then it'll be wrong. So what does Chiddush Ha'arim say? So he says, well, if they both speak like Kna'anim, and they dress like Kna'anim, then they will be Kna'anim. So, and then the prayer that the Jews send about defeating the Kna'anim will actually work, because they will be like Kna'anim. Just a word about an assimilation, about the idea of when you dress like somebody and when you speak like them and you act like them, then that's the way that you lose your identity, because you become just like them. Yom Tov.